seems to be we've moved from a healthy skepticism of the media to just this sort of outright distrust of reporting and fact-based journalism. What would you say to people who don't feel that work is being trustworthily done? That's not a word. That work is trustworthy, or that they should believe in it.
I think that the, you know, there are like a few different factions here. There's people who don't understand what the practice of journalism looks like. And so while they might recognize like, oh, this is, you know, there's images out there and there's like they're writing things, they don't actually understand what rules and ethics and you know, boundaries inform the production of news media. And so they don't trust it because they don't understand it. And they also don't necessarily recognize it when they see it happening. And then there are people who have drank the, you know, Kool-Aid of fake news and whatever, you know, this kind of like intentional rendering of public distrust in news media so that it is easier to be a fascist government. And that faction, like, it doesn't matter that there's nothing that we can do to convince those groups of people that journalism matters and that journalists are just doing their best. They want to believe that, you know, they want to believe whatever they're hearing from their leaders. And then I think there are other people who are just, they don't know what to believe because they're reading, they're actually trying to be critically engaged in news media, and they see that, you know, the New York Times tells a story this way, but then, like, you know, the Daily Kos tells it this way, and CNN tells it this way, and they don't. You know, I think similarly, they don't necessarily understand all the sort of like norms of journalism that would produce different approaches to telling a similar story. But they are like, you know, so they're like maybe have that healthy skepticism, but aren't really sure, you know, what to trust. And trying to appease all of those different groups is really difficult. And I think that what I would ask of the public is to understand that news media is made by individuals. I think one of the most toxic interpretations we have of media is to think of it as media. Like, I've often been at parties or, you know, just in, like, not parties, but like in spaces with various different kinds of people, and they'll say, the media wants da da da. And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm the media. Hi, I'm a journalist. What do I want? Tell me about me. And I'm just trying to like explain, no, the. It's not some shadow government institution. It's not a monolith. It's a bunch of people from, you know, they're just humans. We make mistakes. We make bad calls. We, you know, just like anybody else. And instead of saying, you know, instead of saying like, don't do that, don't produce media, don't whatever, you know, you're all bad, just demand more, you know, say, you're not doing this thing. You're not photographing, you know, holistically. You're not covering these communities. You're telling this story from a real homogenous, like, whitewashed perspective. Demand more, not less. You know, don't insist that people stop making media, and, you know, don't fall into this total trap of thinking, well, there's plenty of citizens who are posting content, and I'll just go read Twitter. That's not going to work out in anyone's favor, right? Because while that information is important and, you know, it's very valuable, those people are not subscribing to the norms and ethics of journalism. You actually can't trust them because they really don't know how to, you know, I mean, and not to, I don't want to devalue everyone and generalize in that way, but a citizen journalist is doing important work that is not journalism. It's they're reporting, they're eyewitnessing, they're being present, and then they're posting that to Facebook or, you know, Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, or Twitter or their blog. And that is great, and we need that, and it's awesome to have a multitude of perspectives, but they are not producing journalism. They are not held to an ethical code. If they mess up, they don't have to, you know, respond to. They can just say like, oh, I just put it up on Instagram. It didn't, you know, it doesn't have the weight of the work that we do, and therefore it doesn't have the requirements of the work that we do. So, you know, my kind of sense is don't throw the baby away with the bathwater. People can make mistakes, journalists can be wrong, journalists need to do better, but journalism matters. Journalism we need it now more than ever. We need to ask more of our journalists and, you know, of ourselves as journalists than we ever have before. We are in a crisis of what constitutes truth and reality. And you don't start backing away from the people who have, like, been attempting, you know, with some pitfalls, been attempting for centuries to figure out how best to convey truth. Like, you know, again, like, there's some adjustments to be made, but that work still needs to be done. We can't give up on it. So, to the public, please don't give up on us. Please don't invalidate the work of journalists. Just ask them to work harder, work smarter, and be better, and tell more holistic stories. And then we'll all be better for it.